Ibrahim asked, O divine messengers, what is your errand? They replied, We have been sent to a guilty nation to shower upon them brimstone marked by your Rabb for the transgressors. Then we saved all those who were believers in the town. We found none but one household of true Muslims. We left therein a sign for those who fear the painful punishment. There is also a sign for you in the story of Musa, when we sent him to Pharaoh with clear authority, but he turned his back along with his chiefs, saying, He is a sorcerer or a madman. Consequently, we seized him and his warriors and cast them into the sea. Indeed, he deserved much blame. There is also a sign in the story of Ad, when we let loose on them a blighting wind, which made rotten everything that it blew on. Likewise, the story of Thamud, when it was said to them, Enjoy yourselves for a while, but they disobeyed the commandment of their Rabb. Consequently, they were overtaken by a thunderbolt even while they were looking on. So neither they could stand up on their feet, nor could they defend themselves. And we destroyed the people of Nuh before them, because they too were transgressors. We have built the heavens with our hands, for we have the power to do so. We have spread out the earth. How excellent a spreader we are. We have created everything in pairs, so that you may learn a lesson from it. O Prophet, say to mankind, Rush towards Allah. Surely I am assigned by Him as a plain warner to you all. Do not set up another god besides Allah. Surely I am assigned by Him as a plain warner to you all. It has been the case that whenever a Rasul came to the peoples before them, they said about him, He is a sorcerer or a madman. Have they transmitted this statement from one generation to the next? Nay, but they are all a rebellious people. So, O Prophet, ignore them. You are not at fault, but keep on admonishing them, for admonition is beneficial to the true believers. We have not created jinns and mankind except to worship me. I require no sustenance from them, nor do I ask that they should feed me. Surely it is Allah who is the giver of all sustenance, the Lord of power, the invincible. Surely those who are wrongdoers shall have their portion of torment, similar to the portion of their predecessors. So let them not challenge me to hurry it on. Woe to the unbelievers on that day with which they are being threatened. Surat At-Tur. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. By the Mount of Tur, and by the book written on a fine unfolded scroll, and by the inhabited house, and the elevated canopy, and the surging ocean, the torment of your Rabb will surely come to pass. There shall be none to avert it. On that day, heaven will shake violently, and the mountain will travel around. On that day, woe be to the deniers of truth, who are engaged in their useless sports. On that day, they shall be driven to the fire of hell with violence, and it will be said to them, This is the fire which you denied. Is it a magic, or do you not see? Now, burn therein. It will be the same for you whether you bear it patiently or do not bear it patiently. You are being rewarded according to your deeds. As for the righteous, they will be in gardens and bliss, rejoicing in what their Rabb has given them, and their Rabb shall shield them from the torment of hell. It will be said to them, Eat and drink to your heart's content. This is the reward for your good deeds. They shall recline on couches arranged in rows, and we shall wed them with beautiful houris. We shall unite the true believers with those of their descendants who follow them in their faith, and shall not deny them the reward of their good deeds. Everyone is responsible for his deeds, and we shall provide them fruits and such meats as they desire. They will pass from hand to hand a cup of wine, which shall cause no idle talk nor sinful urge. And there shall wait for them young boys exclusively appointed for their service, who will be as handsome as treasured pearls. They will converse with one another about their worldly life and say, "When we were living among our kinfolk, we were troubled by many fears. But Allah has been gracious to us. He has delivered us from the fiery scourge. Indeed, we used to pray only to Him. Surely He is the Beneficent, the Merciful." Therefore, O Prophet, keep up your mission of admonition. By the grace of your Rabb, you are neither a soothsayer nor a madman. Do they say he is but a poet? We are waiting for some misfortune to befall him. Tell them, wait if you will, I too shall wait with you. Does their faculties of reasoning prompt them to say this, or is it merely that they are wicked people? Do they say, this man has invented this Quran himself? Nay, they do not want to believe. Let them produce a scripture like this if what they say is true. Were they created without a creator, or were they their own creators? Did they create the heavens and the earth? Nay, they will never be convinced. Do they possess the treasures of your Rabb, or is it they who control them? Do they have a stairway to heaven by means of which they overhear him? If so, let any of them who overheard him bring clear proof. Is he to have daughters and you sons? Do you ask them payment for your services, that they should fear to be overburdened by a debt? Do they have the knowledge of the unseen? Can they write it down? Do they intend to devise a plot against you? If so, the disbelievers themselves will be trapped in their plot. Do they have a God other than Allah? Exalted is Allah, far above those deities they associate with him. They are such people that even if they will see a part of heaven falling down, they would say, it is but a mass of clouds. So leave them alone until they encounter that day of theirs wherein they shall be made to swoon with terror, the day when their designs will avail them nothing and none will help them. Surely for such wrongdoers, there is another punishment besides that, even though most of them do not realize that. Therefore, wait for the judgment of your Rabb with patience. We are surely watching over you. Glorify your Rabb with his praises when you wake up, and glorify him in a part of the night, and also as the stars fade away. Surat An-Najm. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. By the star when it sets, your companion is neither astray nor misguided, nor does he speak out of his own desire. This Quran is but an inspired revelation. He is being taught by one who is mighty powerful, the one free from defects, who became stable in the view. He stood poised at the uppermost horizon. Then he drew near, coming closer, within the length of two bows, or even closer, and revealed to Allah's servant that what he was supposed to reveal. His own heart did not deny that which he saw. How can you, O unbelievers, then question what he saw? And he saw him once again, near Sidratul Muntaha. Near it is Jannatul Ma'wa. When the lote tree was covered with what covered it, his eyes did not turn aside, nor did they exceed the limit, and he did indeed see some of his Rabb's greatest signs. Have you ever seen Lat and Uzza, and another, the third, Manat? Are you to have sons and he the daughters? This indeed is an unfair division. These are nothing but names which you and your forefathers have invented, for Allah has vested no authority in them. The unbelievers follow nothing but mere conjecture and the whims of their own souls, even though right guidance has already come to them from their Rabb. Or should man have whatever he wishes? Nay, to Allah belongs the hereafter and this present life. How many are the angels in the heavens, yet their intercession can avail none unless Allah gives them permission in favor of whom he wants and is pleased with. Those who do not believe in the hereafter give the angels female names of goddesses. But they have no knowledge of it. They follow mere conjecture, and surely conjecture does not avail against the truth at all. therefore neglect those who ignore our warnings and seek only the life of this world. This is the sum of their knowledge. Surely your Rabb knows who have strayed from his path and who are rightly guided. To Allah belongs all that is in the heavens and in the earth, so that he may requite the evildoers according to their deeds and richly reward those who do good deeds. To those who avoid the major sins and shameful deeds and are guilty of only small offense, surely for them your Rabb will have abundant forgiveness. He knew you well when he created you from earth and when you were just embryos in your mother's wombs. Therefore, do not claim piety for yourselves. He knows best who is really God-fearing, pious. Have you seen the one who turned away? He gave a little from the promised amount, then stopped. Does he possess the knowledge of the unseen that he could see reality? Or has he not been notified about what was in the scrolls of Musa and of Ibrahim, who always kept his word, that no soul shall bear the burden of another, that there shall be nothing for a man except what he strives for, that his striving shall be scrutinized, that he shall be fully rewarded for it, that to your Rabb is the final goal, that it is he who grants laughter and tears, that it is he who ordains life and death, that it is he who has created in pairs the male and the female from a drop of ejaculated sperm, that it rests upon him to grant the second life, that it is he who gives wealth and property, that he is even the Rabb of the Seeress, and that it is he who destroyed the people of Ad, then the people of Thamud, sparing no one, and before them the people of Nuh, who were the most unjust and rebellious, and also destroyed the Mu'tathika, who was smitten by the scourge that smote them. Then which of your Rabb's blessings would you doubt? This warner is just like the earlier warners. The ever-approaching is drawing near. None but Allah can disclose it. Do you then wonder at this revelation and laugh instead of weeping? Rather, you are wasting your time. Prostrate yourselves before Allah and worship Him while you can. Surat Al-Qamar. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. The hour of doom is drawing near. The moon has split asunder, which is a clear proof that the same thing can happen to the earth. Yet, when they see a sign, the unbelievers turn their backs and say, "This is an ingenious magic." They deny this and keep on following their own fancies. Ultimately, every matter shall be laid to rest. There has already come to them the information of former nations, containing enough deterrence and profound wisdom to serve as a warning, but warnings are of no use to these people. Therefore, O Prophet, let them be. On the day when the caller will call them to a terrible event, they shall come out of their graves like swarming locusts, with downcast eyes, rushing towards the caller, and the same unbelievers will cry, "This is indeed an awful day." Long before them, the people of Nuh disbelieved. They rejected our servant, called him a madman, and drove him out. After admonishing the people for 950 years, finally he cried out, "Help me, O Rabb, I have been overcome." So we opened the gates of heaven with pouring rain, and caused the earth to burst with gushing springs, and the waters met to fulfill the decreed end. We carried him in an ark built with planks and nails, which drifted on under our care, a reward for him who was denied by the unbelievers. We have left that ark as a sign, so is there any who would take admonition? How terrible was my scourge, and how clear my warning! We have indeed made the Quran very easy to understand the admonition, but is there any who would take admonition? Likewise, the people of Ad did not believe then how terrible was my scourge and how clear my warning. We let loose on them a tornado on the day of their bitter misfortune, which snatched them off like trunks of uprooted palm trees. How terrible was my scourge and how clear my warning. We have indeed made the Quran very easy to understand the admonition. So, is there any who would take nation. The people of Thamud disbelieved our warning, saying, "Are we to follow a human who stands alone among us? That would surely be an error and madness. Was he the only person among us to receive this warning? Nay, he is indeed an insolent liar." To our Rasul Saleh, we said, "Tomorrow they shall find out who is an insolent liar. We are going to send the she-camel as a trial for them. Therefore, watch them and have patience. Tell them that the water must be shared between them and the she-camel, and each will come to the water at its own turn." At last, the people of Thamud called out to one of their companions who took the responsibility and hamstrung her. Then how terrible was my scourge, and how clear my warning. We let loose on them one mighty blast, and they became like the trampled twigs used by a fence builder. We have indeed made the Quran very easy to understand the admonition. So, is there any who would take admonition? Another example is the people of Lut, who disbelieved our warning. We let loose on them a stone-charged tornado, which spared none except Lut's household, whom we saved by early dawn through our grace. Thus do we reward those who give thanks. Lut did warn them of our scourge, but they doubted his warnings. They even sought to snatch away his guests from him, but we blinded their eyes and said, "Now taste my punishment and the result of disbelieving my warning." At daybreak, they were overtaken by a lasting punishment, as if to say, "Now taste my punishment and the result of disbelieving my warning." We have indeed made the Quran very easy to understand the admonition. So, is there any who would take admonition? My warnings also came to the people of Fir'aun. They disbelieved all our signs. Consequently, we seized them with the seizure of a mighty power. O Quraysh, are your unbelievers better than they were? Or have you been granted an immunity in the sacred books? Or do they say, "Acting together, we can defend ourselves"? Soon will their multitude be routed and put to flight. Nay, the hour of judgment is the time promised to deal with them. That hour will be the most grievous and bitter. Yet surely the wicked people persist in error and madness. On that day, when they will be dragged into the fire with their faces downwards, we shall say, "Feel the touch of hell. Surely we have created everything in perfect ordainment. We command but once, and our will is done in the twinkling of an eye. O disbelievers, we have already destroyed many like you. Will you not take admonition? All that they do is being added to their record books. Every action, small and big, is being noted down. Surely the righteous will be in the midst of gardens and rivers, a place of true honor in the presence of Almighty Sovereign." Surat Ar-Rahman. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. The Compassionate, who taught the Quran, created man and taught him how to convey his feelings and thoughts. The sun and the moon move along their computed courses. The shrubs and the trees prostrate in adoration. He has raised the heaven on high and created the balance. Don't ever tamper with this balance. Therefore, you also establish weight with justice and do not give less measure. He laid out the earth for his creatures, with all its fruits and palms having sheathed clusters, and grain with husk and scented herbs. So, O jinn and men, which of your Rabb's favors will both of you deny? He created man from sounding clay, similar to pottery, and created jinns from smokeless fire. So, O jinn and men, which of your Rabb's favors will both of you deny? He is Rabb of the two east and Rabb of the two wests. So, O jinn and men, which of your Rabb's favors will both of you deny? He has made the two oceans apparently meeting together, yet between them is a barrier which they cannot cross. So, O jinn and men, which of your Rabb's favors will both of you deny? He produces pearls and coral from both of them. So, O jinn and men, which of your Rabb's favors will both of you deny? His are the ships, looming up like mountains on the sea. So, O jinn and men, which of your Rabb's favors will both of you deny? All that exists in the earth will perish, but the face of your Rabb will remain full of majesty and glory. Then, O jinn and men, which of your Rabb's glories will both of you deny? All who dwell in the heavens and the earth implore him for their needs. Every moment he is busy in some mighty task. Then, O jinn and men, which of your Rabb's honors will both of you deny? O you, the two burdens, soon we will find the time to call you to account. Then, O jinn and men, which of your Rabb's favors will both of you deny? O you, the assembly of jinns and men, if you have the power to get away from the boundaries of the heavens and the earth, then get away. You cannot get away except with our own authority. Then, O jinn and men, which of your Rabb's authorities will both of you deny? The flames of fire and molten brass will be unleashed on you both, jinn and men, and you will not be able to defend yourselves. Then, O jinn and men, which of your Rabb's favors will both of you deny? When the heaven will burst and will become red like red hide, then, O jinn and men, which of your Rabb's favors will both of you deny? On that day, neither man nor jinn will need to be asked about his sins. Then, O jinn and men, which of your Rabb's favors will both of you deny? Because the sinners will be recognized by their faces, and they shall be seized by their forelocks and their feet. Then, O jinn and men, which of your Rabb's favors will both of you deny? It will be said to them, this is the hell which the culprits denied. They shall wander to and fro between fire and hot boiling water. Then, O jinn and men, which of your Rabb's warnings will both of you deny? For those who fear the time when they will have to stand before their Rabb, there are two gardens. Then, O jinn and men, which of your Rabb's favors will both of you deny? Having shady trees with lush green branches. Then, O jinn and men, which of your Rabb's favors will both of you deny? Each of them will be watered by two flowing springs. Then, O jinn and men, which of your Rabb's favors will both of you deny? In both of them, there will be two pairs of every fruit. Then, O jinn and men, which of your Rabb's favors will both of you deny? They will recline on couches upholstered with rich brocade, while the fruit of the gardens will be within their easy reach. Then, O jinn and men, which of your Rabb's favors will both of you deny? Therein will be bashful virgins, whom neither any man nor jinn has touched before. Then, O jinn and men, which of your Rabb's favors will both of you deny? So beautiful as though they were rubies and corals. Then, O jinn and men, which of your Rabb's favors will both of you deny? Could the reward for goodness be anything but goodness? Then, O jinn and men, which of your Rabb's favors will both of you deny? And besides these two, there shall be two other gardens. Then, O jinn and men, which of your Rabb's favors will both of you deny? Densely shaded with dark green trees. Then, O jinn and men, which of your Rabb's favors will both of you deny? In both of them, there will be two gushing springs. Then, O jinn and men, which of your Rabb's favors will both of you deny? Each planted with fruit trees, dates, and pomegranates. Then, O jinn and men, which of your Rabb's favors will both of you deny? In each of them, there will be chaste and beautiful virgins, Then, O jinn and men, which of your Rab's favors will both of you deny? Houris, sheltered in their tents. Then, O jinn and men, which of your Rab's favors will both of you deny? Whom neither man nor jinn has ever touched before. Then, O jinn and men, which of your Rab's favors will both of you deny? Reclining on green cushions and beautiful fine carpets. Then, O jinn and men, which of your Rab's favors will both of you deny? Blessed be the name of your Rab, his majesty and his honor. Surat Al-Waqi'ah. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. When the inevitable event will come to pass, no one will be able to deny its coming to pass. Then some shall be abased and some exalted. The earth shall be shaken with severe shaking, and the mountains shall be made to crumble with awful crumbling and become like scattered dust. Then you shall be divided into three groups. Those on the right hand, how blessed shall be the people of the right hand. Those on the left hand, how damned shall be the people of the left hand. And foremost shall be the foremost. They will be the nearest to Allah in the gardens of bliss. Most of them will be from the former and a few from the later generations. They shall have the jeweled couches, reclining on them facing each other, and there shall wait on them the eternal youths with goblets, shining beakers, and cups of pure wine, which will neither pain their heads nor take away their senses. They shall have fruits of their own choice, and flesh of fowls that they may desire, and dark-eyed houris, as lovely as well-guarded pearls, as a reward for their good deeds that they have done. There they shall not hear any vain talk nor sinful words, but only the greetings of peace be upon you, peace be upon you. Those of the right hand, happy shall be those on the right hand. They shall be among the thornless lote trees, clusters of bananas, extended thick shades, constantly flowing water, abundant fruits of unforbidden, never-ending supply, and will be reclining on high raised couches. We shall create their wives of special creation and make them virgins, beloved by nature, equal in age for those of the right hand. Many of them will be from the former and many from the later generations. As for those of the left hand, how unfortunate will be the people of the left hand. They will be in the midst of scorching winds and in boiling water, in the shade of pitch-black smoke, neither cool nor refreshing. For they lived in comfort before meeting this fate. They persisted in heinous sins, and used to say, "When we are dead and turned to dust and bones, shall we then be raised to life again, and our forefathers too?" Tell them, surely those of old and those of present age shall certainly be brought together on an appointed time of a known day. Then, O the mistaken rejectors, you shall eat of the zakum tree, and fill your bellies with it, and drink on top of it scalding water, yet you shall drink it like a thirsty camel. Such will be their entertainment on the day of reckoning. We have created you. Will you not then testify about our power of creation? Have you ever considered the semen you discharge? Is it you who create the child from it, or are we the creator? It is we who have ordained death among you, and we are not helpless in replacing you by others like yourselves or transforming you into beings that you do not know. You already know well your first creation. Why then do you not take heed? Have you ever considered the seed that you sow in the ground? Is it you who cause it to grow? Or are we the grower? If it be our will, we could crumble your harvest into chaff, and you would then be left in lamenting. We are indeed left laden with debts. Indeed, we have been deprived from the fruits of our labor. Have you ever considered the water which you drink? Is it you who send it down from the clouds, or are we the sender? If it be our will, we could turn it salty. Why then do you not give thanks? Have you ever considered the fire that you kindle? Is it you who grow the tree which feeds the fire, or are we the grower? We have made it a reminder for man as to what would be the life without it, and a provision of life for the travelers of desert. So glorify the name of your Rabb, who is the greatest. I swear by the setting of the stars, and it is indeed a mighty oath if you but knew it, that this is indeed a glorious Quran, inscribed in a well-guarded book, which none can touch except the purified. A revelation from the Rabb of the worlds. Would you scorn a scripture such as this, and make its denying a means of your livelihood? Why is it not then that when you see a dying person's soul come up to his throat, while you are helplessly watching, and at that time we are nearer to him than you, although you cannot see us? Then why do you not, if you claim you are not subject to reckoning, restore to the dying person his soul? Answer this, if what you say be true. Then, if the dying person is one of those near to us, for him there is comfort and bounty and a garden of bliss. And if he be one of the right hand, he is greeted with salutation, peace be upon you, from those of the right hand. And if he is one of the mistaken rejectors, he is welcomed with scalding water and burning in hell fire. Surely this is an absolute truth. Therefore, glorify the name of your Rabb, who is the greatest. Surat Al-Hadid. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. All that is in the heavens and the earth glorifies Allah, and He is the Almighty, the All-Wise. To Him belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. It is He who gives life and causes death, and He has power over all things. He is the first and the last, the evident and the imminent, and He has the knowledge of all things. It is He who created the heavens and the earth in six periods, then firmly established Himself on the throne of authority. He knows all that enters the earth and all that emerges from it, all that comes down from heaven and all that ascends to it, and He is with you wherever you are. Allah is aware of all your actions. To Him belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth, and all affairs go back to Allah for decision. He causes the night to pass into the day, and the day to pass into the night, and He has knowledge of the inmost secrets of your hearts. Believe in Allah and His Rasul, and spend in charity out of what you have been made the inheritors of. For those of you who believe and spend in charity shall be richly rewarded. What is the matter with you that you do not believe in Allah, whereas the Rasul is inviting you to believe in your Rabb, who has indeed taken your covenant, if you are true men of faith? He it is who sends clear revelations to His servant, so that he may lead you from the depths of darkness into the light. Surely Allah is most kind and most merciful to you. What is the matter with you that you do not spend in the way of Allah, whereas to Allah belongs the inheritance of the heavens and the earth? Those of you who spent and fought in the cause of Allah before the victory shall receive higher ranks of honor than the others who spent and fought thereafter. Yet Allah has promised you all a good reward, and Allah is aware of all your actions. Who is the one that will give to Allah a goodly loan, so that he may increase it manifold to his credit, and give him a liberal reward besides it? On the day of judgment, you shall see the true believing men and the believing women with their light shining before them and on their right hands. And it will be said to them, "Rejoice today, you shall enter the gardens beneath which rivers flow, in which you shall live forever," and that is the highest achievement. On that day the hypocrite men and the hypocrite women will say to the true believers, "Wait for us, that we may borrow some of your light." But they will be told, "Go away. Seek your light elsewhere." So a wall with a gate shall be set up between them, Inside there shall be mercy, and outside all along there shall be punishment of hell. They will call out to the believers, saying, Were we not on your side? Yes, they will reply, But you led yourselves into temptation. You wavered, you doubted, and were deceived by your vain desires until Allah's command came, while the arch-deceiver deceived you concerning Allah till the last moment. They will be told, Today no ransom shall be accepted from you or from the unbelievers. Your abode is the fire, which you have justly earned, and it is an evil refuge. Has not the time arrived for the believers to submit with fervent hearts to Allah's warning and to the truth He has revealed, so that they may not become like those who were given the book before this, even though their term was prolonged for them, but their hearts became hardened? Today most among them are transgressors. You should know that Allah restores the earth to life after its death. We have spelled out our revelations for you, so that you may understand. Surely the charitable men and the charitable women and those who give a goodly loan to Allah shall be repaid manifold and also be given a liberal reward besides it. Those who believe in Allah and His Rasul, they are the truthful and the true witnesses in the sight of their Rabb. They shall have their reward and their light, but those who disbelieve and reject our revelations, they shall be the inmates of hell fire. You should know that the life of this world is only play and amusement, a show and boasting among yourselves, a quest for greater riches and more children. Its similitude is that of vegetation that flourish after rain, the growth of which delights the tillers. Then it withers, and you see it turn yellow. Soon it becomes dry and crumbles away. In the hereafter, there will be either severe punishment or forgiveness from Allah and His good pleasure. The life of this world is nothing but an illusion. Therefore, earnestly strive for the forgiveness of your Rabb and for the paradise, which is as vast as the heaven and the earth, prepared for those who believe in Allah and His Rasuls. Such is the grace of Allah, which He bestows on whom He pleases, and Allah is the owner of mighty grace. No affliction can happen on the earth, nor in your souls, which is not recorded in a book, before we bring it into existence. Surely that is easy for Allah. This is done so that you may not grieve for the things that you miss or be overjoyed at what you gain. For Allah does not love any vainglorious boaster, nor those who, being stingy themselves, enjoin others to be stingy also. He that gives no heed should know that Allah is free of all needs, worthy of all praises. Surely we sent our Rasuls with clear signs and sent down with them the book and the scales of justice so that men may conduct themselves with fairness. We also sent down iron with its mighty strength and diverse uses for mankind so that Allah may know those who will help Him though unseen and help His Rasuls. Surely Allah is all-powerful, almighty. We sent Nuh and Ibrahim and bestowed among their descendants prophethood and the book. Some of them adopted the right guidance, but most of them were transgressors. After them we sent other Rasuls, one after the other, and followed them with Isa, the son of Miriam. We gave him the Injil, and put compassion and mercy into the hearts of his followers. As for monasticism, they instituted it themselves, for we did not enjoin it on them, in order to seek the good pleasure of Allah, but they did not observe it as it should have been observed. Yet we rewarded those among them who were true believers, but most of them are transgressors. O believers, fear Allah and believe in His Rasul. He will grant you a double share of His mercy, provide for you a light to walk with, and forgive you your sins. Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. You should adopt this way so that the people of the book may know that they do not have the sole right to the grace of Allah, and that His grace is entirely in His own hands, which He bestows on whomever He wishes. You should adopt this way so that the people of the book may know that they do not have the sole right to the grace of Allah, and that His grace is entirely in His own hands, which he bestows on whomever he wills, and Allah is the owner of mighty greats.